Number 22. In 1971, Dr. Penny Patterson, a graduate student in developmental psychology, became interested in the idea of teaching a gorilla to communicate with humans through sign language. She received permission from the San Francisco Zoo to try to teach a baby gorilla at the zoo sign language. The baby gorilla was about 1 year old. Her name was Hanabi Ko, but she was called Coco. Penny started teaching Coco sign language by associating actions with signs. For example, she would sign up before picking Coco up. She would sign drink before giving her a drink. She tried to teach Coco to use the sign for drink before she drank. When Coco was 3 years old, she was still like a young child. She had learned some signs and understood some words, but she did not use signs much. Most of her signs at that time were demands for play or for food or drink. In fact, Penny said that a person who read the records of Coco's language at that time might get the impression that she was close to starvation. She used expressions like pour that hurry, drink hurry, me eat, and you me cookie me. By age 6, Coco was using more signs. She was, according to Penny, able to use sign language to express her feelings, make up new combinations of words, etc. It is often difficult to know what, if anything, Coco means by the signs, or perhaps random gestures she makes. For example, Penny tells the story of an incident when a visitor made the sign for "You're pretty" to Coco. Coco responded with the sign meaning "false." Did Coco's response mean that she was modest? Or that she didn't think the visitor was being truthful? Or was it a random gesture? Was she imitating a response she had seen someone else make without understanding what it meant? It is difficult to answer those questions. It is often difficult to know for certain that Coco is really communicating. Today, Penny believes that Coco can understand more than 2,000 spoken words and produce more than 1,000 signs. She has become famous throughout the world because many people believe that she can use human language to communicate with humans. She has also been used to draw attention to the dangers to gorillas in the wild where they are being killed off.